Good morning, right, and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Delmer Kopp, and he is the chief of the Nita Volunteer Fire Department. Good morning to you, Delmer.
Well, how are we doing this morning?
Well, I think pretty good. We don't know if there's going to be any rain coming from those clouds or not, but whatever, we're here. So, Delmer, any fire department has to have some kind of fundraising pretty much to keep up to date and that sort of thing. And you have a really special event coming right up that we need to talk about. That is a train ride. So tell us when it's going to be and some of those details.
Well, it's going to be on June 30th. We'll be boarding the train in Anita at 101 Walnut Street, which is the Olson Fuel Supply mechanic shop here in town. There are three train rides. Will be one starting at 9 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and also one at 12 p.m.
Okay.
And we'll be running from basically Anita to Atlantic. The steamer will pull to Atlantic, and then the diesel will pull it back to Anita. Okay. And that'll be done those three times.
Okay, and so people must board in Anita. It's not an Atlantic to Anita. It's Anita to Atlantic and back. That's correct.
That's correct. We'll only load and unload in Anita, correct.
Okay. Well, and of course, there is a fee for that. What is the price?
Okay, the adults are $15. Child 12 and under is $7, and under 2 years, 2 year olds are free, and that'd be lap riding only.
Sure. So how are tickets going? Do people need to get going? You know, we're about, 15 days out from this date, but I think it's important we're talking about it now.
Yeah, we're currently at about, 75% of the tickets have been sold.
Okay.
The 9 o'clock ride is getting close to being sold out, and the 12 p.m. ride is still pretty open.
Okay. So the question is, how do we get tickets?
Okay, we get tickets through any member of Anita Volunteer Fire Department, Anita Supply Center, the contact person is Brian Wendt, Anita Utilities, also Gene Jessen, who is the contact person there, and any Anita fireman can get the tickets.
So I think if you really want to do this, you better do it soon, very soon, before this all fills up.
Yeah.
And we will put the phone numbers on with this program, but it's hard for people to remember those. But remember, to me, the easiest one is Anita Utilities, and then you can get all the information you need. Look that up in the phone book or on your phone or wherever you find phone numbers.
Yeah, both those numbers would be easy to find, correct.
Yes. So you've done this before, as I recall.
Yeah, we've done this, I think, about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. Yes.
But
I might be off a year or two.
When I've mentioned this, people get really excited. Those people who had that experience go, oh, yes, that was just great. It's the only chance I had to ride a railroad.
Yeah, because it's a different experience when you're in the train and you're going along the highway, you know. It's just totally different view, and it's actually kind of fun, yes.
Absolutely. So it's great you're giving people this opportunity because, there still are some trains, and I know people sometimes travel across the United States on a train and think it's great. But if you're not going to do that, here is an opportunity to do it locally. And before we end today, we'll repeat those times, et cetera. But let's talk about some of the other fundraisers, Delmer, because, again, those funds need to keep coming in for the Nita Volunteer Fire Department. And I know you have some other things coming up this summer.
Yeah, we do. We have the mud races that we've been sponsoring for several years now, and they're held at the airport here in Anita. And we have two dates for them, July 6th and August 24th.
And I've not been to a mud race. Do we need to buy tickets ahead, or we just come in? Is it?
No, just show up, and the gates open at 9:30. Okay. Races start at 11 and just show up and
have a good time.
The Methodist and the congregation. Yes.
Right. Is this something you really enjoy, Delmer? Is this
Yeah.
Why do you think people enjoy that?
Oh, because they like the power of the pickups and the mud slinging and all that stuff. It's just kind of fun, yeah.
Just a fun thing to
do.
Good
entertainment.
Yes, yes. Okay, so that's one of the things. And then you also have something to do with food, I think, this summer.
I didn't quite understand
You have something to do with food, like steaks?
Steak fry?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yes, our steak fry is also a nice fundraiser for us that we've been doing for many years. And it's always the first Saturday in August. And this year that happens to fall on August 3rd.
Okay. Do you have any music or anything to go along with the steak?
Yes. Yes, we have potato salad, beans, buttered buns, and a drink.
Okay.
And we kind of like to have people bring their own service. But if you happen to come through town and forget and see it, come on in because we have paper plates and silverware, and everybody's always welcome.
You're prepared. So, Delmer, we're talking about these are fundraisers for the Anita Volunteer Fire Department. What are some of your needs? What are you spending some of this money on right now?
Well, like right now, we're close to having all our air packs are outdated, and those are very expensive. Our personal gear is getting close to being outdated. Our number one ambulance is getting close to needing replaced. So it's always a never-ending need for replacement of personal gear and equipment.
That's a long list.
Like every fire department.
Yeah, long list, and
it's
expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive stuff. That's right. Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about training. I'm always amazed at the number of hours that volunteers have to put in to stay up to date. How do you stay up to date?
Yes, we as an EMT, and we have a number of paramedics also here in Anita that have continuing ed, but like for myself as an EMT, every 2 years you have to get 24 hours of continuing ed to maintain your certificate. And I can't quite remember what it is for paramedics, but I'm sure it's more than that. And it's an ongoing process to keep trained.
Yeah, it's you folks are dedicated for sure to keep up to date and to volunteer to help all the communities. And of course, occasionally you go outside of Anita. I'm sure you're called on to help some other fire departments as needed.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have mutual aid, and we work well together with all the towns surrounding us and vice versa. It works both ways real well.
Great, great. And again, it's really important for everybody to know what they're doing to work together well. So thank you all to all the volunteers who do this important work. Let's review this upcoming event, the train ride. When, where, price, and how we get tickets.
Okay. Here in Anita at Olson Fuel Supply Mechanic Shop, which is at 101 Walnut Street in Anita, departure times are 9 a.m., 10:30 a.m., 12 p.m. And you can get tickets at Anita Supply Center and Brian Wentz, the contact, Anita Utilities, and Gene Jessen's the contact, or any Anita fireman.
Okay, and that's all happening on June 30th. A great time to do a family event together and get this chance to ride on the train. We want to thank you very much, Delmer Kopp, for visiting with us today, and to the Anita Fire.
Thank you.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Smart is when you believe only half of what you hear. Brilliant is when you know which half to believe.